Well, I think I know why you left Europe. I think that's obvious.
Yeah.
All right. And you explained that there were people who lived in Pittsburgh. You actually lived here worked here. Right.
His brother, but a family.
Right.
He had a brother here. And he promised him he'd give him a job at Franklin Cedars.
Uh-huh.
When he got here, he did give him a job at Franklin Cedars.
Well, tell me. We'll get to that. Were you part of a group traveling together?
Yes, I went with a group.
What group was that? Do you remember?
Well, they just, I bought a...
Was it just a group of...
I got a ticket sent in for my aunts from America.
Yes. But when you came from...
just a traveling group. Nothing. Just a traveling...
It wasn't a group of immigrants.
Well, yes. They all went to America. Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
but would
like
you
an
say
agent. An agency.
Oh, that's
agency.
What I wanted to
no,
know.
An agency.
An agent set it
mm-hmm.
up. And where was the agent, do you think?
We start from Cabrini.
Yeah.
We kept on going. It took us a month. We were in different countries.
Yeah, but the agent was in Cabrini?
Yeah.
All right, so you started in Cabrini. Where was your next stop?
Warsaw.
I
had to get a visa. He sent me papers. It was almost late. I couldn't. If I would wait 1 month, if I wouldn't get my visa fast, I would never be able
to... You wouldn't have made the quota.
No, I would never be able to come to America.
That's right, you just made it.
I just made it.
All right, how'd you get to Warsaw?
Oh, by train, and I went through Polish government. That time was Poland.
Yes.
It was Poland away.
And then from Warsaw to what?
No, then I got back. Well, from Warsaw, we kept on going. We went, I think, to Dansk. I think we passed by Germany.
Uh-huh.
And we passed by... We also
by
passed,
train, of course.
Yes, and I passed by England, too. I was in the...
Well, that wasn't by train.
Yeah.
Well, you had to get there. You had to cross over somehow.
Well, we went by train. We had no trouble because I had a visa.
Well, how'd you cross over the English Channel?
We got into England. We were there about 24 hours.
Oh, in other words, you were already on the boat at that point.
No. That was by train. How do you call the ferry? The capital of England.
London.
London. I've been 24 hours there, all of us.
Well, how'd you get to London?
By train. It was right in Europe. It wasn't hard.
Okay.
We had no trouble.
Where'd you sail from?
We sailed from, I think it was close to Germany. It took me 5 days and 5 nights by ship.
Is that all?
To New York. That's all. I remember the name.
You couldn't take
Berengaria.
That short
5 days and 5 nights.
Oh,
Berengaria. The name of the ship was Berengaria.
And whose ship was it?
I think it was a German ship. I can't remember.
But you don't remember the port?
It's hard for me to remember. I knew everything, but you see, I never think about it.
Well, you went from after you went to England. Did you go back again?
No. From England, we kept on going to Danzig, Germany, I believe.
Uh-huh.
Germany. And then from Germany, we got a ship. I had no trouble. I had a wonderful trip.
I don't get the English part of it, because it seems you would have to cross over the English Channel.
No, at that time, we had no trouble, because we came from Poland.
Uh-huh.
We kept on going to different places in Poland. From Poland, we went to England, and then...
Well, you must have sailed somewhere from the British
maybe it was British. But let's see, I was in one country we were a week. Let me take a look. I think the name is...
I want to put that part of it on tape. I think it's interesting.
All right.
That you were a month from your town to your port.
Right.
And
No, it took me a month to get into America. Already.
Oh, a month altogether.
That's right.
All right. That's including your sailing. And that only took 5 days and nights.
That's right.
And what did you say before about how much fun it was on this? Going through all these countries?
Oh, my. I met all kind of interesting people. One fellow fell in love with me, and then he saw my wedding ring and said, Mom, why do you have to get married? You're so young and beautiful. I said, well, I met a boy from my city, my town. I knew his family. And he just after me for 2 years, and got married. He said, you're crazy. I said, maybe I am. When I got here, I was very disappointed.
Okay. Who met you?
I hope this wouldn't be
Yes, it
reported.
Will be. I'll tell you
it
why.
Doesn't matter,
because
yeah.
that's one of the things which
you,
I'm going to ask you.
Oh, you
I think
want
that's
to know.
Kind of important to know.
Yeah, I guess it
and,
is.
And I don't see why you should, you know,
yeah, it's not
why
be
you
ashamed.
Should be ashamed of it.
Sure.
I,
yeah.
You know, that's certainly,
that's, right.
That's the most natural
yeah,
feeling
but,
in the world.
You have to work.
The
well,
good life that
well,
you
that's
why I
was appointed. There are so many reasons.
Right, and I'm going to ask you in just a second. I'll try not to keep too much to this, but I want to know, who met you when you arrived? Did you arrive in New York?
I arrived in New York. And I'm from New York.
Someone meet you in New York?
No. There were one man.
Oh, you still had the agent. The agent?
Yeah. See, when I was in Belgium, I had to telegram to my husband to send me $25. $25. I had to show I had $25.
Everybody
did. Yeah, because, see, I didn't have enough money because everything was lost. We were so rich.
Yes.
I had a passport. And my parents gave me whatever they could, you
right.
know, just to get there.
And you said that someone had sent you a ticket.
Oh, my
aunt.
An aunt.
Yes.
Two aunts.
So that,
yeah.
Did the agent arrange for you
The agent
to get
arranged. I had to pay for transportation by the train from New York to Pittsburgh.
Right. But in how long were you in New York?
Just a car, an hour, about half an hour,
right.
just until I
and
went
did
through
the
all
agent,
customs. The agent, yeah, put me on the train.
I see. But that is
right
a representative
place.
Of the
Oh,
yes.
yes, sure.
And he saw that you got the right train. Now, who met you in Pittsburgh?
My husband.
Your husband.
Mm.
Your husband met you?
Yeah.
At the train?
Near the, yeah.
Right.
At the train.
All right. Now, what did you bring with you to America? You said your passport, objects, papers, household things.
Yeah. Well, household, I didn't bring much. I've got a couple of leichter, you know,
your,
silver leichter, you know.
Your silver candlesticks.
Yeah, candlesticks and...
What about other documents and things?
Oh, documents. I had whatever I needed.
For instance, your passport.
Passport and my birth certificate. And what in a Polish passport, of course. What year I was born.
Oh, your
born.
Passport was Polish?
Yeah.
And,
See, when I left was Poland. When I went to school was Russia. But during the Voice World
Poland
War.
Poland had taken over.
Yeah, I was, I went through, I had, it was different, you know, I spoke very good German, too. It wasn't hard for me because I was
Right,
Yiddish.
Well, first of all, the Yiddish is
Yeah, well, it's not,
is,
it's a different. But we had the Germans.
Yes, but it is a Germanic language.
See, yeah, we had the business, so naturally German. I mean, we spoke all kind of, I spoke very good Polish. In Russian, of course, I still speak Russian.
That's wonderful.
But you'd be surprised, you forget.
And not, if you don't use the language,
no,
it's
yeah.
impossible, I know.
Mm-hmm.
So that you didn't bring too much, your clothing and
no,
anything
just,
else?
Yeah, just as a big suitcase, clothing most, and a couple of souvenirs, like silver, like a couple of forks and a couple of spoons and a becher to make Kiddush. You know, everything was burned. They couldn't give me anything.
Of course.
So yeah, I was burned. We were burned from... Just like we found ashes for everything. So at that time, you know, I was happy to get out, and I thought I would get a family, slowly. Didn't work.
Oh, you thought you'd bring them over.
I was planning, I was
yes.
hoping.
Tell me, now let's see. Your name when you left, when you left, you were already married, right? Of course, you told
yeah,
me that.
Yeah, 3 weeks
Now, did your name change?
Well, my maiden name was Klug.
All right, well, we might as well think of your married name, since you certainly were married. Did your married name change from your husband's name? Has it changed? Did it change from the time that you came over under his name?
No, I can't. I still have the same name,
right.
but the spelling has changed in different ways. It's too much to talk about it, but it, you know. But
all right,
I
but you came over under the name of Lubovsky. Lubovsky, and it's a chain, because I call you Lubo.
Yeah, well, he was called Lubo for many, all his life in the Franken cities. But when you had to become a citizen, I told him, I said, keep Lubo. He said, oh, no, because my brother was Lubo. He didn't. Pamela never liked each other.
Oh, okay, well, I won't go into that.
It doesn't matter.
All right, but so the name actually did change. You can say that it changed. It changed from Lubovsky.
It was Lubovsky. It's still Lebowski. Citizen is Lebowski, a different spelling too.
I see. But you,
well,
you, actually, you actually haven't changed it then legally. You just call yourself something different.
That's right.
Okay.
Legally,
it's
a citizen is Lebowski, W-S-K-I.
W-S-K-I.
That's a citizen, right. Then I signed up as a, you know,
Oh, I see. But you've just changed it, because I know I call you
Luba. I like the lady Luba much better.
You
my
like
son,
it better.
My son is
all
Luba
right.
Tell my me son what changed. He's an attorney.
I see.
He changed.
All right. I can't ask you what impressed you when you came to the United States if you were only in America, you were only in New York an hour.
I've seen a lot of buildings.
What did you see in that hour? What impressed you?
Well, I've seen a big buildings and...
In New York?
In New York. I wasn't there all the time. Well, how much could I see
did
there?
Did you see any big buildings?
I've seen it some. And
I mean then.
The Statue
then,
of Liberty.
That day?
Yeah, the Statue of Liberty.
Okay.
Oh, then after that, I've been many times in New York, of course.
Yes.
I rather, you know, I wasn't there too. Maybe I wasn't there.
All right, so tell
because
me what
they, they were sure they put me the right train, you know.
Tell me what impressed you when you got to Pittsburgh. And this can be either
first
way.
First thing, I was very disappointed with the train. It was very filthy and dirty at that time.
Okay, and they still are.
Very dirty.
Yes.
Well, I don't know. I haven't been with a train for a long time.
People don't travel on trains anymore. All right.
No.
So the filthy train.
Well, I've been there many times.
Oh, that was from New York, though. You got the filthy train
from New York
train
to
New
Pittsburgh.
York.
It was the worst train I ever met.
All right. So what about Pittsburgh once you got in?
Well, I got into Pittsburgh. I was disappointed.
All right.
I expected a prettier city. And it wasn't clean. You know, Pittsburgh was very filthy. And I came from such a clean house, clean place, clean city,
yes.
Clean country. Was
so your
clean.
First impression that it was dirty.
Very
all
dirty.
Right, what time of day did you get
I arrived sometimes in the morning.
I see.
It didn't take long. Well, wait a minute. I did travel
a
whole night.
You have to.
I traveled the whole
still
night.
Still an 8-hour.
Yeah, a man was there. He came in and saw a Jewish man, too. He was, he got the end from the same, you know, the same ship. So I was cold. I didn't have enough clothes. I didn't know. So he took his coat off and he covered me up. Then he said, who is this young man? I said, he's just traveling with me. He's got his wife from the inside here.
All right, yes, that was being very
that's silly, but you remember
well,
those things.
Of course.
He's still here. He looks much, he looks like a 100 years old.
No, he doesn't. He's a nice man.
You
all right.
No, not my husband.
Oh.
I came with another man.
Oh.
From New York to, I came straight
right.
From the ship
to New
York.
You said he gave you your coat.
No, not my husband. I wouldn't say 100, no. He's older, but not 100. I hope he lives long enough.
All right, I hope so, too.
Thank
all
you.
All right, so the train and the dirty city.
That's right.
All right, anything else that impressed you, either way?
Well, I didn't, first time, you know, when I got in, you know, he had a punch to my third floor.
All right, tell me about your first day in Pittsburgh.
The first day, he took me,
You arrived in the morning?
Yeah, I arrived in the morning.
All mm-hmm. right. And what'd you do?
Well, he had a family that he used to eat his dinners.
Mm-hmm.
He had a room in
he
a different...
He boarded with, yeah.
Yeah, well, just dinners.
Yes.
Then he had a room in a not far from a different street
I
that
see.
Was up the hill.
That's where he lived.
Yeah, he had his room. And then he had a family that the man worked in Franklin Cedars and his mother-in-law. He asked me, said, would you like to? I'll pay for it, but I have to have a kosher meal. So he said, all right, she'll come in for dinner, and whatever she told me, pay.
So
when I got in,
your husband met you.
Well, he met me naturally, right. But when I came in from the train, he took me in, first thing he took me into these people.
Where he ate?
Yeah, no, I think he took me to the floor because I had to put my luggage.
Oh, he took you to his room?
Yeah. It was a nice big room, you know, bent. No sink, no bedroom, and that's all. Then, not far away, he took me to his family.
Oh,
was
he took you to the family
mother,
where he ate?
Where he ate. It was a mother, an old lady, and the daughter. And her husband was a friend of him, my husband.
Uh-huh.
But he recommended, asked his mother to give him. Well, when I walked in, I was so young and beautiful. My face was, I didn't use any makeup. For so much beautiful complexion with black hair. I was young. And full of luck, he said, oh, these are coming from Europe. Talk about the different sorts. Now I translate to you. This young
well,
lady
came from Europe, yes.
Came from Europe, and she went through so much trouble. Look at her health.
Yeah.
Look how gorgeous she is. And they made such a fuss. Now then was looking at her. She talked Jewish to me, naturally. I didn't know any English, which I don't speak English good enough yet, believe me.
Oh, really?
Believe me, I went to school, but it wasn't enough.
All right.
I read English paper, right, but I'm not happy about it. I'll be
all
the head
right.
of daytime.
So tell me a little bit more about that day. So you had your meal
well,
there?
Well, then, yeah, they made like coffee or something, and I was invited for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the next day, yeah.
Well, let's stay on that day. Anything more you did?
Well, that's all I had to do. And of course, he had a double bed, so I had a place to sleep.
Uh-huh.
Well, naturally, it wasn't very much excited seeing, 7 months
before you see your husband, and you were a bride.
Yeah, I was a bride,
yes.
Definitely. So after that, naturally, I thought I'll stay for a while and see what's going to happen. At that time, you want to know how much I made? You want to know his wages?
No, because I'm going to ask him that.
Oh, well, I can tell you.
No.
Well, he made it, you wouldn't remember. He made $18.
All right.
Well, and then when I got in, then Frank and Cedar says, Cedar.
All right, you,
Well, if he gets you,
oh, did you work there too?
No. Never.
Okay. Well, tell me, was there anything, from now on,
yeah,
we're
going to
think about, when I ask you these questions, most of what I'm going to ask you, you can remember those first 5 years, not so much later on, but the first 5 years of your life in Pittsburgh.
Yes.
So when I ask you,
mm-hmm.
was there anything that disappointed you during those first 5 years? You've already told me Pittsburgh disappointed you.
Everything else.
Tell me.
Now, first thing, when I got in, I asked them to tell me where else can I go to school, the night school.
Uh-huh.
Right away at Manning to night school, that was the school, it was in Bedford Avenue, McKelvey School.
Mm-hmm.
They had a night school, for immigrants.
Yeah.
Now, right away, went to school immediately. They started to learn the language.
All right.
And then, of course,
how long did you go?
I went, you'll see,
that
I...
was night school.
Night school.
How long did you go?
Well, I went for several months because I was in family way. And when I was still in family way, it was about seven months, I was ashamed, European women, when they're pregnant, they buy a special cape to hide.
Yes.
Nobody's mm-hmm. supposed to know they're pregnant.
So you say you went about 7, 8 months?
Yeah.
And you went, and that was on what street did you say?
On Bedford Avenue.
Bedford Avenue.
Yeah.
Then I... And that's where you learned to speak English?
Yes.
Did you think that you learned...
Well, I spoke and I read and I read, not enough.
Right.
So there was another story. When my son was born, they had to send me a teacher. I wasn't happy. And they told me if I get 4 or 5 minutes, they'll get me a teacher. A board of education, I got a teacher.
For?
In my kitchen. I had 2 rooms.
For yourself?
Well, I had to encourage... Other women to come with me.
Right, and so you had sort of an adult class.
Yeah, I had to.
All right, so...
They were even taking a picture they had. I think they had in the paper. I have the pictures all over.
If you have that, I would love to
I'm going to go through till next week if I'll find
right.
It's not easy to recognize. I wasn't smart enough.
This is what we'd like to do. First of all, we're writing a book.
I know.
Now, your name will not be in the book.
Mm-hmm.
As in connection with anything that information
I understand.
Is
that's
here.
Perfect.
In the beginning of the book, we're going to have a partial list of contributors.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want your name,
Why not?
But you're not going to be quoted. I mean, Mrs.
I know.
Lugo said
no,
none
you'll
of
just
that
mention.
Because it's going to have a lot of statistics and a lot of human interest in it.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
What you say is extremely
well.
Valuable.
But you can put a name, definitely.
Wonderful. Now the other part of it is that we want to reproduce. We have someone who is going to reproduce any photographs or anything that you have of these early years. We're going to get a legal right to borrow it from you and to reprint it, and then we're going to give it back. We're not going to take it until the book is
printed. No, it's all right. It's from a paper. See, I didn't have an option. Some should say, put it in a place to go. Get a little frame for it.
Uh-huh.
Because they took the class. They took the pictures. Of course,
this would be just delightful to have.
Oh, my. I'll tell you. It was with the
if
whole...
If you can find it.
I'll find it.
Thing of these,
I'll find it, but it wouldn't be as clear. Maybe they can reproduce, like you said. They
well,
can reproduce print.
Hopefully reproduce it as clear as it is
fine.
Now. And we'll get a special
well,
legal
I'll get it,
permit
but you'll
to,
get to come next week. I'll give it
well,
to you.
But we're not supposed to take it. We're supposed to take them all at once when we're done with all of our interviews, which because we want to do, a couple hundred. We want to, or more, we want to borrow these all at the same time, have them reproduced, because we have to have
well,
a legal...
Well, it's all right, there's no rush.
No.
I'll give it to you,
as
long as you need it.
Well, I don't know whether I should take it or not.
That's perfect, all right.
Okay, all right. The city disappointed you, what else?
And my furnished room disappointed me,
all
because
right.
I came from such a rich home.
All right, what else?
I had to carry water from the third, you know, over there, from the second to the third, and I had to go down to.
And what else?
Well, I got used to it. I went through the war. I was very spoiled, but not exactly too spoiled, but see, when I went through this war, I was so settled, made me feel a real woman. And I realized what life meant.
And
I
realized, hard way to learn, isn't it?
Yeah, hard way. I learned the hard way.
Well, then you were prepared for that.
Yeah, I was prepared for the real.
What else do you think disappointed you about Pittsburgh during those years?
Well, I wouldn't, can say, I mean, kind of disappointed. Well, this was the most, well, I had a lot of, I found a lot of wonderful things here, too.
I'm sure you did.
Of course.
Okay.
I loved this country. Yeah, when I went to school, after I had a class, the Board of Education wanted me to write an essay. Why did I come to America? Why did I like America? No, not come, but why did I like America? I think both. Well, I couldn't put good in good English. I went to a woman that she was not American born, but she was longer.
Uh-huh.
And I asked her to help me. Well, I told them, so I read this. I said, I can kiss the ground, and I do. I love it.
All right. So
well, so anyhow, I think I got a prize for the essay.
Oh.
It was written, you
we
know, in broken English.
It.
I can't remember. Mm-hmm. I didn't have enough sense to save it.
Would have been wonderful.
Oh,
to
sure.
Say. All right. Tell me. Did you ever feel during those early years that you were being unjustly treated because you were an immigrant?
No, I don't think so.
All right. Now you've lived here for 5 years, okay? Do you think that you accomplished what you had set out to accomplish, your goal in coming here to begin with? Think of the
first,
end of, think of your having been here for 5 years.
First, I come.
You were all of what, 24 years old or so?
Well, I was, about between 23 and 24.
Do you think that you had you did have a goal in coming here, you told me, to, you did not
well, first thing,
stay
I want,
in,
yeah, I wanted to say, I wanted to.
You wanted
to,
a better life?
I wanted a better life, but a better country, and I got it.
Do you think, all right, you wanted a better country and a better life. After 5 years in
even
America?
Even after the first year.
Even after the first
year,
you could
I was
say
very
that you had
happy.
A better.
Then I would raise my children it would be so prosecuted the way I was.
All right. Can you fill me in a little bit more on that?
No, what, Princess?
Can you tell me in what other ways you felt that your life.
I was free. I wasn't afraid of the Russians. I wasn't afraid of any bullets. And I wasn't afraid of murder. And I only think I was a little bit disappointed with the Negroes.
In what way?
Well, I had trouble with the children. I had to move out when they started going to school already.
Oh, but that was later.
Later. No, the first 5 years, no. And then I was very anxious to become a citizen. And I went to school. I mean, I got all the information. And I became a citizen, I think, 2 or 3 years. So I came in, and they asked me questions. So I had 2 witnesses,
uh-huh.
A woman and a man. So the clerk said, this young lady came from Europe. She knows better the question about Constitution than any one of you. I felt so flattered. I studied. I was so happy. I love it. I just love this country. I'm just crazy about it.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I'd do anything in the world to help this country.
That furnished room in which you lived, that was that really your first home in Pittsburgh?
The first one.
Or how long did you live there?
Well, I lived for several months, and then I got a different furnished room, but I have a furnished.
Where was the first furnished room? Do you remember the street?
The first one, I believe I do. Let me see.
It was like a cold water room, wasn't it?
No water.
No water.
No, no water at all. No sink, no water.
You said no sink. No,
no
water.
No.
All right.
No.
And where was that? You said it was in the hill.
Yeah, I'll ask my husband. He remembers something street better than me. It was near Bedford Avenue. Can you recall the name? But the Villiers Street.
The Villiers Street.
Yeah, it's near Bedford. It's just a street that you go, it takes you straight to Center Avenue.
All right. And then you said you moved to another friend.
Yeah, about 2-3 months later, maybe before.
Oh, you just lived there a couple months then?
Couple months. It was, see, I didn't have the conveniences about the water in the,
right.
In the sink, the spilled water in the you know, bathroom. So, somebody recommended me a furnished room that I can
a
use.
Friend?
Yeah, people that they knew us. So I had a bedroom on the second floor, and I had the kitchen. That was in it was furnished.
Where was that?
On Riley Street. I don't remember. Riley Street. Riley. It's all up the hill, near Bedford.
Riley Street.
Riley Street.
Also
hill. That's right.
Okay. How long did you live there?
Well, let me see. I lived there for a while. See, before my son was born, I lost a child.
Uh-huh.
I feel I had an accident.
That was your first child?
First child, 5 months old. 5 months, it was a boy already. I was very, very ill. But then I got back to normal and...
Well, you didn't... was that child born in the... That child would have... That was during the time when you're living in the second furnished room then, wasn't it?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
So you say it was what?
It was there. You see, I killed a baby when I fell. It was a boy. It was 5 minutes old.
So did you say you lived in there?
See, I fell and then the...
Well, I would say several months.
Let's see.
It wasn't a year.
No, let's see. From there, from the furnished room when I was in family way, I found an apartment on the 12th floor. It was two rooms and I had a sink. But I had to use the bathroom in a second.
Uh-huh, so then you had a third.
And then there I lost the baby.
I see, that was where it
and
was.
They
where
couldn't
was that?
Take me. It was in Bedford Avenue. I kept on going from one corner to the other.
And you found all these places?
Yeah, well, people told me, you know, we had, after all, you know, newcomers, everybody.
Right, and things spread by word of mouth.
Well,
how long do you think you lived in that apartment?
Well, the third floor, I lived longer. I must believe, about a year and a half, maybe more.
Okay. Well, that's enough on that,
yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
All right. Now, you didn't do any work when you came to this country.
No, because I was in family, basically.
Well, not when
I
you came
pregnant.
To the country.
I started to pregnant. I mean, how long does it take for a woman to get pregnant? Your mother.
Well, no, you weren't pregnant when you came to America.
No,
what I meant.
I was
no.
Like a and girl. I never knew what sex meant too much.
All right, so that...
Believe me, didn't have enough time to read about sex.
Well...
I was afraid if a boy would touch me, I thought I'm pregnant.
Yes, a lot
I
of
was very naive.
Well, then you didn't... I won't just skip all these questions about working because I'm not going to ask what your husband did because I want him to answer that. And then...
Yeah.
All right, so that... these all don't, you didn't do any work whatsoever. Okay, fine. And your life's work? What did your life's work become?
Well, what do you mean?
Your life's work obviously became being mother, right? Mother and housewife.
Oh, well, a housewife was a good housewife.
Yes, but you never worked or
no,
afterwards?
No, never earned any money, never knew what work meant. I didn't have the time. See, if I come, I didn't know the language. I didn't have money. I
do you think that if you had had, silly, if, you know,
no,
if you had
hard.
This part to live your life over, would you have gone into any kind of work, do you think?
I would, instead of getting married.
Do you think you would have? What would you have done?
I would go to school and I would pick up something or I would learn, as long as I knew the language, I would go to be a sales lady. Yes, I would. Instead of having children right away, I would better go to work.
Okay.
Because I had a hard life.
And yet you still loved it, though. You said you still love America.
Oh, I love the America, and especially that the country where is just love. There's no country in the world. I love Israel, too.
Yes.
You've been there twice.
Have you?
Sure.
All right, now you already answered it, the question about school. You went to McKelvey Night School for several months, and you learned to speak English at McKelvey.
Speak, read, and write, everything.
And then you said you organized a little...
I had two rooms on the second floor. My son was a baby.
Uh-huh.
My this son, the attorney.
Yeah.
He was a baby, and I wasn't happy. I didn't have enough, and didn't know enough, and I still wasn't happy. I called the Board of Education. Well, I did tell you about
yes,
it.
Yes, that's when you arranged to have, like, a little adult
a little,
class.
Yeah.
How long did you have that?
Oh, I had it for a whole semester.
And the Board of Education arranged
oh,
that?
They send, I think, twice a week. I had a teacher coming up.
Was that in the afternoon, during the day?
In the afternoon, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I put my baby outside on the roof. I had like a roof from the kitchen, a window.
A little balcony, yeah.
Yes, it wasn't a balcony, it was
the
a real roof, but I took in a rope, you know, with bricks. I tied up the little crypt to the windows to, for safety, And I had the women, you know, I went to from house to house. People were there much before me. I told them, I said, you don't know enough. I said, come on, I have a class.
Was that about 6 months, do you think? The whole semester is a half a year. Did you think?
Maybe it was a semester.
And you think you learned?
I learned a great deal. Right. Yeah. It's not enough, believe me. I learned it for myself, but believe me.
And then you taught yourself, you said you read newspapers.
I read newspaper and in English books, and I learned grammar and everything. They give us, I had a good bit of course you forget when you're doing
this. Who did they send? Did they send a man or a woman?
A woman from Board of Education, the best teacher I ever had. See, she said, like princess, say people say, my kids. I never said kids. She said, kids are kittens. Your children.
Oh,
I never said
kids. Stand when I say kids.
I never say kids. I never, and I'm a greenhorn, I never said kids. Never.
No, children.
I said my children.
Right.
But a lot of things that I still remember on grammar.
All right. During that time that you went to school for that short time, were there any Gentiles in your... I was going to...
No, I had all Jewish women. And then when I heard the Iron Curtain settlement on Santa Avenue, when my son was in school, my daughter was a little girl, I heard there was a class, so I went there.
You went to...
I took my baby with me. And I went there to get more. I still didn't get enough. I'm not happy.
How long did you think you went there?
Well, I went as much as I was able to. One semester. I went to lectures, I went everywhere. I'm still looking for education.
Wonderful. All right. Now, you went to cheder, of course, in Europe.
Okay. Oh, my. A lot of cheder.
No cheder here.
I take Hebrew courses in Ebenezer.
They have marvelous adult education.
But they have now, but it's in the evening. How can I go without? I'm afraid to walk.
Well, they have them during the day.
I had during the day. I've been there every semester.
Well, you don't need to go to learn Hebrew. You know.
No, not Hebrew, but I spoke. I mean the conversational Hebrew.
Yes.
Well, I went. I never skipped. But now, you know, they haven't got another session, but it's in the evening.
I know. When they had it in the morning, I couldn't make it because it didn't work out
with
getting the kids back and forth.
Yeah, but of course, you probably know a good bit of Hebrew yourself.
No, very little. No, my children have an excellent background. All right, you told me before you liked music, and you told me you played?
I play the mandolin.
And you don't still play it, do you?
No, I left for my sisters because
that's right, you
did. Because I thought I'll get another one, but I didn't get a mandolin. I got hit.
Did you go to... you played that in Europe.
I had private lessons.
Right. Did you, when you were in America... Did you go to concerts? You still liked music when you came to America.
Yes,
I'm sure.
I went to concerts. Any
in those
chance,
early years?
Any chance I had, I went, and then of course we got a radio. Of course, that's my baby was born. Then we
Do
got
you
the
remember
first radio.
But you did go to in those early years. You remember going to concerts?
Yeah, I tried as much as I could to see. After all, sometimes I couldn't afford to pay for a ticket.
Of course. Right.
But
about the opera? Did you ever go to the opera?
Opera. Still, if I hear an opera, I go crazy.
Did you go to the Yiddish theater during those early years?
Yes. Here we had Malapikin, and we had a lot of whatever. Do you think I remember those names? Malapikin is supposed to be resembling me.
Did you see her in those early years?
But people asked me if I'm related to her. Many times when I was younger, I was embarrassed. And then I told myself, it's not embarrassing, it's the truth. You know, we used to get a Jewish paper. Maybe you don't. The Jewish paper used to be the talk. Uh-huh. By the year, you know. So both read Jewish, and both know Hebrew. Of course, he knows Hebrew more than I do. So one day I wanted to see the end, it must be a Romana, love story. That was interesting, then I wanted to see the headlines. So I opened up the paper, you know, and I'm always busy. Take a look at my picture. I thought, gosh, how did I get my picture there? And then I thought to myself, for a moment I got stunned. And then I thought to myself, well, it must be Malapikin. And when I look on the name, on the picture, there's Malapikin. It's funny.
Yes.
Still people ask me.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I can't understand.
Where was the Yiddish theater? It was on Center Avenue, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's right.
What about any other theater?
Well, sometimes I used to go to movies, you know, any place played a good movie.
All right. What about lectures?
Lectures I was always.
Always. Where?
Any place I could get out of the house. My husband wasn't happy. He was to leave with the baby and ran out.
That's
I had
good.
Lectures in the Iron Curtain settlement.
Yeah.
And the children got all the start of going to school, naturally. Yeah.
All right, so you went there, and you remember going anywhere else?
Well, I don't know. She couldn't remember more than me, being American.
Yes, but I wasn't here during
it's
those years.
It's hard to remember.
I wasn't growing up during those years.
Yeah, you were too young.
Yes.
You're young.
I wasn't born. I don't
think born yet.
Quite when you were spending your
How old are you? At that time, I mean, whatever it was, I could, you know, after all, sometimes you couldn't afford.
Right.
Sometimes I was afraid of going to even, sometimes I couldn't leave the baby.
Right. Everybody has that problem.
That's right. So I did everything I could. But,
I think you did.
Know,
what about the library? Did you go to the library?
I used to get books from the library.
Remember which one?
Well, I used to get in the beginning, I got, you know, books.
No, not the books. I mean, you remember where the library was.
Oh, I think I had to go to Carnegie Library. Carnegie, I believe. No?
The Carnegie Library, but which, you remember where? Where in the city?
Central
Park? On the Hill?
They had on the Hill Library, or what didn't have?
I should know that, but I don't know.
I can't remember. But we used to buy books, well, you know. In fact, he has a lot of books to give away.
I'll have to check to see.
Yeah, you check yourself because I can't remember.
Where it was in those days.
Yeah.
You don't remember going into Oakland to it, though, do you?
I probably did, but when the children got older.
Yes, but during the
then I was busy helping them in the beginning, you know, I was able to help them.
Of course.
You know, and then with the arithmetic, I used to help them, was very good.
Do you remember the newspapers that you read in those early years?
What papers?
The newspapers, like Pittsburgh newspapers, the English-speaking newspapers.
Yeah, well, you know, I wasn't that acquainted that much. Like
you don't remember them?
Time. No, you mean the name of the
yes.
papers? Wasn't it the same as now? No?
I don't know how old the press is, truthfully.
It's hard. Well, maybe you'll remember.
Okay.
He went to...
But you know you read them.
Yeah, some things that I was able to understand. He went to night school in Shelley, Fifth Avenue High School. Yeah. See, he graduated. He got a certificate. He made high school.
Here?
Yeah, because he's older. He had more education than I did.
Very good.
In different languages. Then it was easy for him. You know, he was 28 when he got here. So for him, it was 28 and a half.
All right, when you came to the United States, did you think of yourself as a religious person?
Yes, I was very religious. Extremely
all
religious.
Right, tell me the ways.
Well, first thing, kosher, you know, two different sets I still have.
Yes.
In kosher meeting kosher, that means kosher,
right.
You know, period. And then in regard of family life, see, at that time, if a woman, when she got unwell, she had to count a certain amount of days and go to mikvah.
I know.
You know, and take them to, you know.
The ritual bath.
Yeah, but I stopped because I wasn't able to. I used to swallow the water on my nose and everything, and I used to get almost drowned.
You were supposed to submerge,
weren't
you?
Yeah, I was always drowned. Because I never swam. But I was away, I never slept in the same bed because I always had a double bed. I was always had a bed to a rollaway bed by that time.
Uh-huh.
Never was I close to my husband. I kept this from it. It's, you know, just like my mother taught me.
Anything else that you can remember?
Well, and I taught the children right away, you know, Hebrew, English. I spoke Yiddish to them.
Uh-huh.
I spoke Yiddish to my husband.
Well, I'm thinking more about yourself. About your own observances.
Well, all the religion that was was taught when I was young, I kept it. I still keep.
Right. And you said that your parents were very religious.
Yeah, very religious. Think just now when I go to sleep all my life. My mother one time, my mother used to tell me, you know, there's a prayer, to say Krish Melanin, prayer before you go to bed in Hebrew.
Mm-hmm.
Now on the over heart. My mother went out for the evening, and I went to sleep. I went to go to sleep early. She used to come and ask me, wake me up from my sleep and ask me if I said those prayers, and I said, I certainly did.
Mm-hmm.
And I still say those prayers.
Yeah.
I never missed a night.
Oh, that's wonderful. Did you change any of your practices? Do you think you changed any of your religious practices during your first 5 years in America? You've never changed.
The only thing, I was so religious, I wouldn't ride on Shabbos.
Oh, that's right.
I wouldn't take a bus. I wouldn't go. I take a streetcar, and I wouldn't do any shopping on Shabbos.
You wouldn't ride either, he said.
No, I wouldn't ride, and I wouldn't read. Read, of course. I wouldn't even have a pen in my hand. And I was extremely religious for the first 5 years.
Now, what about the first 5 years? Do you think did you change? I mean, you already said that, but I mean, do you think you changed anything?
Then after I changed a little,
after 5 years, not before 5 years.
Well, it's hard between 4 and 5. The
yes,
children were
right.
young. Then I never struck a match. I had an oven, a stove, you know, black stove, and was covered. That I wanted to warm up for the children, food up for the family. I had to put on top, no fire, I had to see it. Now you see, I mean, the children got older. They were very pretty children. Of course, I'm out of things.
What child isn't?
Yeah, and I had no family here. And I was very bored, and I had not much recreation because I had to be stuck to a house. Take care of the apartment, I have to watch every penny. I had to take care of the children the best of my ability. So my husband said, why don't you change and come to town with the children? I want everybody to see what kind of beautiful children I have, what kind of beautiful wife I have. Well, thinking it was a pleasure. So I started to write. I never did any shopping, but I took a streetcar and I went to town in the afternoon. I dressed them up beautiful, and I was dressed and I went, and every buyer and every floor worker and every manager had to run to see, they call them the Luba's children. Well, I had a big pleasure out of it.
Yeah, so that was one thing that you did, but that wasn't right away, and that was the only thing that you can remember that you really changed?
Well, yeah, then I changed the stove. I bought a modern stove. Mm-hmm. The modern stove, I couldn't do what I used to do with the old stove. Huh. And I didn't...
You couldn't keep the food warm.
That's right. So for many times,
warming up
the children were babies. I had to have, warm up their food. For a time, I used to give them cold food. Well, all depends how old. Of course, I had the house was on. Then I started to read more and realized, but so many thousands of years back, at that time, then they had to make, and I knew all these things, they had to make, strike a match. They had to work so hard to make a lamp. I mean, fire.
Yeah.
They had to work so hard. And actually, it was forbidden because Sabbath is a day that they have to rest,
right. Not
do any work. So slowly I changed. I figured, push a button, I have a light. So, but that took me a while.
Before you could do, because you didn't consider it really work, right?
No. Then I changed, of course.
Right.
I don't cook, I don't wash, I don't buy, I don't shop. Up until
now.
But
you do it as absolutely
well, but
necessary.
Well, then I have to make a life, I make a life.
Right. Well, tell me about, did you attend a synagogue here in Pittsburgh in those early years?
I didn't, because the only time I used to go is Rosh Hashanah, the high holidays.
Do you remember where you went?
Yeah, we went to the Hebrew Institute had a synagogue. At that time, different synagogue. We had in the neighborhood a synagogue in Bedford Avenue, I believe, on Webster Avenue. Yeah, at that high holidays, I had somebody for the children. I went to shul.
But do you remember what that one on Webster Avenue was?
The name of the
mm-hmm.
shul? I think you remember. It's the Rex Peddler. I used to call Rex Peddler shul.
Mm.
They still have some, I think, up the hill.
It was the Rags Peddler shul.
Yeah, well, it's funny. You know, most of the members were Rex Peddlers.
Right.
They peddled with racks. They made a living out of it.
Or clothing.
Yeah. Well, then from those racks peddlers, believe me, they were much.
All right. Well, I'll ask him what the name was.
Yeah.
The synagogue.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. I think you told me about the observances in your home. The religious observances in your home.
They are religious.
All right. Well, the candles.
The candles.
Prayers.
Light candles.
The prayers for morning and...
The prayers for morning was, I thought the children would say to my... Like to make prayers for food and food, you know.
Right, over the food.
Over the food and...
And over the candles.
Over the candles, Shabbos, yeah, and what else? But I told my husband, I said, you better put it filmed. Let your boys see that you're putting film even for 5 minutes. He said, no, I don't have time. He gave up. Now he's doubting.
Uh-huh.
That was too late.
Yeah.
It was the one mistake he'll never forgive him.
All right, so
maybe this wouldn't have do any good, but I was
But gone. Your husband, well, I don't really...
He wasn't religious at all.
I see.
Had to work on Shabbos.
But in other words, you carried on all the observances, which is the woman's role.
Yeah,
usually.
Well, but I was...
So you have the prayers and you have the dietary...
Yeah, oh yes, very much. And the Sabbath was, everything was supposed to be a rest, Shabbos rest.
Well, you put that very beautifully before. You said it was holy. So I'm going to quote you.
Yeah.